You might not think of the banks of Interstate 71 as a nature preserve, but that's basically what state officials are going for in a project to line freeways with wildflowers. Beautifying otherwise bland interstates is just one of the reasons behind it. Joining me now at one of these wildflower sites near Moffray Stadium in Columbus is Joel Hunt. He oversees the effort for the Ohio Department of Transportation. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Lots of reasons for doing this. First of all, most appealing to drivers probably, it beautifies these otherwise kind of ugly roadways. And secondly, it gives wildlife a habitat. It helps pollinators, right?
Yeah, that's right. So in Ohio, ODOT manages 19,000 miles of roadsides. And in the past, we've typically mowed 4 to 10 times per year. Last year, we started pulling back our mowers to encourage the growth of milkweed and other wildflowers to benefit pollinators. And really, this program is a trifecta because it benefits wildlife, it reduces costs for ODOT, saving taxpayers money, and it also benefits wildlife and pollinators especially.
Right, and pollinators are very important to our food supply. In regard to how much money this is saving, how much is it saving?
Last year it saved $2.2 million, and this year we expect that number to go significantly higher because we really got this program going in the middle of last year, and we've been planting steadily over the winter and all this spring.
And this saves money by basically on payroll, less diesel fuel for mowers and things. We're standing at this wildflower site just off Interstate 71. This is one of the newer ones, right?
Yeah, this is one of the newer of our 120 sites we have around the state. And this one's unique because it's our first urban pollinator habitat. And this is a partnership with the Friends of the Lower Olentangy Watershed. They've essentially provided the labor and equipment and materials for planting this site, and they've agreed to manage it for 4 years. So by partnering with groups like FLO, we're able to accomplish more and save taxpayers money at the same time.
This seems like a wonderful program. I guess my only cynical question was, why didn't we do this 20, 30 years ago?
The monarch butterfly is really what's driving the bus here because it was petitioned to be listed as an endangered species back in 2014. And so knowing that it was going to directly impact the work we do on roadsides, we began establishing these pollinator habitats around the state. But what's good habitat for monarch butterflies is good habitat for bees and birds and bats and all the other pollinators that we have.
This is a newer site. Is it fair to say you plan to add more?
Yes, yeah. We've been really busy planting 800 acres this spring, and we plan to add 125 acres each year going forward.
Could there be a day when all Ohio freeways are lined by wildflowers instead of just grass?
They already are. When we pulled our mowers back last year from the ditch to the right-of-way fence, motorists I'm sure have seen over the past year more wildflowers start to emerge.
So by pulled back, you mean completely removed?
Last summer, we pulled back our mowers, meaning that instead of mowing from the edge of the pavement to the fence, up to 4, maybe even up to 10 times per year. We're only doing one mowing per year, and that's in the fall. So all those wildflowers that have been in the seed bank that we've mowed off are starting to emerge. And just last year, by reducing our mowing, we created 80,000 acres of suitable habitat for pollinators.
Joel Hunt is with the Ohio Department of Transportation. We've been talking about a program to plant wildflowers on the side of Ohio freeways. It beautifies the roadways, helps pollinators, and saves money on mowing. Joel Hunt, thanks again.
Thank you, Steve.